USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The feds are running out of money, and lawmakers voted Tuesday on a stopgap measure which needed to be passed to avoid a government shutdown when funding expires on 30 September. The House passed the bill to fund the government through early December, along with a measure to raise the debt ceiling through December 2022. That faces a difficult journey in the Senate, where at least 10 Republicans would need to be in favor of the bill. A body found Sunday in Wyoming is that of Gabby Petito. That's according to the Teton County Coroner. The coroner's initial determination of the matter of death is homicide. As the FBI and others continue searching for boyfriend Brian Laundrie in Florida, this is the 911 call that alerted Moab, Utah authorities something was wrong.
We drove by and the gentleman was slapping the girl.
He was slapping her?
Yes, and then we stopped. They ran up and down the sidewalk. He proceeded to hit her, hopped in the car, and they drove off.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about dementias. There's at least a dozen different dementias. Doctors call all of them Alzheimer's disease because when you look at the payout list, Alzheimer's disease pays the most. So no matter which of the 12 dementias you have, they're going to call it Alzheimer's disease, and there's no law that says you can't have 2 or 3 or 5 or 8 or all 12 of the dementias. And so you have to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, brown rice, no sugar. And then I want you to take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. That's one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. I want you to take the ultimate niacin plus one of those twice a day. Our de-stress capsules, three of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. Then I want you to take the ultimate daily classic tablets, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight in case you have vascular dementia. And don't forget those three eggs twice a day, because remember, 75% of your brain weight is cholesterol. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.